This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Some farmers might be leaving money on the table by not enrolling in conservation or carbon sequestration programs. But farmers are right to be skeptical of these organizations that are administered by people who don't know them or their operation. Eric Dinger, CEO of Land Option, says he's found local trusted agronomic advisors to be the missing link in enrolling more farms into these programs.
I was on a trip in South Georgia talking with farmers and producers about a carbon program that we had started with Arbor Day Carbon. It wasn't going all that well, and I called my dad back home in Southwest Minnesota, and dad had just taken a Pivot Bio dealership. I would say, Dad, I'm having a heck of a time getting these guys interested in what I'm doing. And he would say, man, that stinks. I've added 5,000 acres this week. And then while I was on one of those trips, just thinking, man, Dad, all I need is somebody with your trust and credibility in Southwest Minnesota, but I need them in Southwest Georgia. He was like, well, obviously they're there. Go find them. And so then you kind of set out on a new path to find those trusted advisors, those trusted stakeholders in rural communities. And so that's what we're building with Land Option.
Land Option wants to become the go-to tool for farmers to enroll in programs that fit their operations. And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.